Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island. That's at AHWAYISLAND on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. And you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. Now, on with relaxing. Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby Puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. (Sighs) as you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Autumn Cleanup. Sunlight spilled into the room, waking up Joe. He sighed and stretched. It was a Saturday morning in early autumn, Joe's favorite time of the year. Those crisp, cool days when the leaves fell down from the trees like multicolored rain. Those chilly evenings when Joe could curl up with a book in front of a cozy fire. Joe and his sister Teresa both had to help with chores around the house. And in the fall, Joe's job was to help clean up the yard, especially by clearing up all the leaves on the lawn. But Joe didn't mind. Actually, raking and blowing leaves was his favorite chore. He loved making big piles of leaves on the lawn, and he always had fun using the big leaf blower. Joe got up and went into the kitchen. Dad was there, making pancakes. Joe loved cooking with Dad, so he asked how he could help. "How about you help flip the pancakes?" Dad said. "Really? May I?" asked Joe. "I haven't done it before." "I know," said Dad, "but I think you're old enough now. You can do it." So Joe helped flip the pancakes over, browning them to a beautiful golden color. Soon, Mom and Teresa joined them in the kitchen, ready to eat. Joe felt proud when his mom took her first bite of the delicious pancakes he helped make. "So delicious, Joe and Dad," said Mom. "Thanks for cooking breakfast for us." "Yesh, delicious," said his sister thickly, her mouth full of pancakes. "So today is yard day," said Dad. "Who's ready to help clean up the leaves?" Me, said Joe excitedly. "Can I help Mom with stuff instead?" Teresa asked. "I don't like the leaf blower. It's too loud." "Perfect," said Mom. "You can help me with the flower beds, Teresa. I'd like that." After breakfast, they all went outside. Joe enjoyed the feeling of the cool and crisp autumn breeze. A deep red leaf tumbled by. Yay! It was finally fall. The trees were gradually getting barer, with more and more leaves strewn across the ground every day. Dad opened the garage door and got the leaf blower out. He checked to make sure the tool had enough fuel, and then turned it on. It began to buzz. "Are you ready, Joe?" asked Dad. "Let's start with the driveway." Dad handed the leaf blower to Joe, who took it carefully. Joe liked cleaning the driveway. It was satisfying to reveal the rich black color of the driveway as everything was swept away. As the leaf blower pushed air across the concrete, brown, yellow, red, and orange leaves began to somersault over and over until they reached the edge of the driveway. In the meantime, Dad went away to work on another project in the backyard. Joe kept working on the driveway. Leaves tumbled and jumped as Joe herded them off the driveway and onto the grass. Soon the driveway was completely clear and Joe turned off the leaf blower. "Great job," said Dad, coming back around to the front yard. "Are you ready to clear the lawn, or do you need a break?" "Yes, I'm ready," said Joe. "I'll take a break later." Joe turned the leaf blower back on and took it to the corner of the yard. He began the big task a little section at a time. Bright red and orange leaves tumbled in front of him, revealing the green grass beneath. Using the power of the blower, Joe moved the bright leaves around the yard and all the way up to the curb, pushing them all into one big pile. Finally, there was a gigantic pile of leaves on the curb, red, yellow, orange, and brown. Joe turned off the leaf blower and set it down on the grass. He looked around at his work proudly. All the leaves were off the driveway. It was nice and black. The lawn was beautiful too. Joe smiled, knowing his hard work made a big difference. He took the blower back to the garage and set it down on the shelf. Dad was in the garage rolling up a big garden hose. He smiled at Joe. "Awesome job, Joe. Thanks for working so hard. I think you deserve a break. Why don't you go in the house and have a snack?" Dad said. "Thanks, Dad," said Joe, who was happy to eat something. He went back in the house, feeling proud that he had cleaned up the yard so well. That evening, when he was in bed, Joe felt tired from the work he had done in the morning. His bed felt extra comfy after all the yard work he had done. He felt a sense of accomplishment at how well he had cleaned the yard. He yawned, settling deeper into his cozy bed. He felt grateful for his soft, warm pillows and blankets. He felt grateful for the chance to help his family and contribute to the household. Most of all, he felt grateful for his wonderful, loving family. Joe took a deep dragon breath, in and out. He smiled, thinking of the beautiful bright colors of the leaves he had cleaned up today. He took another dragon breath, in and out. Still smiling, Joe closed his eyes. Then, one more deep dragon breath, in and out. And Joe fell into a deep, deep sleep, dreaming of colorful leaves circling around him in graceful somersaults. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.